My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good afternoon. Had a beautiful show planned for you. And then the self-centered, narcissistic behavior of Kenneth G. Cott has sideswiped the entire GD thing. And I blame you, Kenny, you in that turquoise t-shirt. You son of a... So here we are, and once again, the beginning of the show, as if it's planned, is sideswiped. Now, I'm going to surprise the audience, Rico. Because I'm going to be effusive in my praise of what we're about to talk about. But it won't matter. Won't matter. Because they'll hear me, but they won't listen. So, David, I want David to intro this. This is his problem. This is his topic now. And now I blame David. It started with Kenny at 1:50 blowing up our show meeting.
Right. David and I were hashing out the Steelers-Niners trade, and Kenny was like, wait, there's more. I got something for you.
Roberts, Kenny, David, intro the breaking news. I'll talk about it against my will, and then I'm moving on. I cannot do this again.
Yeah, let me give you the news of the day. Sharon Moore says,
maybe.
He may not want to say that.
Hopefully, that wasn't in the text thread.
Everything is set, my friend.
That wasn't in that Connor Stallions text thread.
Take it easy.
All right, let's try this again. Jerome Moore says that Jim Harbaugh will no longer be the honorary captain for August 31st game. Says he decided to stay in the foxhole with the Chargers instead of taking a deep, long bow.
What happened?
Oh, I can tell you what happened if you want to read between the lines. David, I don't want to cut into you if you're done. I know this is your team. But Sharon Moore started this whole press conference and he said something. And I mentioned it to you and you're like, yeah, what else is he supposed to say? But he started off saying Michigan and himself, they're fully cooperating with the NCAA. All right, of course you got to say that. And then he hits us with this bomb later. This tells me that the NCAA said, hey, Michigan, it's not about you. It's about him. You bring this man here, and we're going to hit you with a chair. You keep this man away. You don't spit in our face. We'll work with you. We'll slap you on the wrist. We'll charge you a fine, and we'll move on, and we'll put this whole thing to bed.
Smartest thing they've done in 2 years. It's absolutely what you and I talked about.
It's like they listen to our show.
It's a bad idea to bring him back. But again, Harbaugh, no. I don't believe any of his words at all. He's a proven liar. He's a malignant narcissist. This isn't him. Mm-mm. This is the school going, you know what? we invited too many people to the wedding. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go ahead and Aunt Margot's not coming.
All of a sudden, it's a number from 212. Who this?
Yeah. Uncle Larry.
This is Jim. Jim who?
Look, the reality is everything you said I agree with. I know that's illegal. I'm not supposed to agree with you ever.
No, I'm not supposed to.
Oh, I get it confused. You. That's
right.
My fault.
It's whatever you say. What's up, Guff?
We have a real problem to start this show today. Look, I think the best thing Michigan could do to avoid the penalties, you just disassociate from Jim Harbaugh. Seriously. I mean, just like you disassociated from your scumbag kicker years ago. Just disassociate. I just wouldn't acknowledge him. I wouldn't bring him back. I wouldn't talk about him. I wouldn't do anything. Not until the dust settles. Not until they do what they got to do and or the NCAA bleeps off to the sun. In the short term, it's what we talked about. It made no sense to do it. It was the typical self-serving, you know, feeding of the base, like putting chum in the water. And Rico and I, we looked at each other last week and I'm going, why would you do that? Days after the NCAA just hammered him, after he talked and opened his blabber mouth again, I just wouldn't do it. Yeah. Well, now Sharon Moore did the smartest thing. Yeah. Seriously, we're cooperating. And yeah, Harbaugh's got dinner plans. Whatever.
Okay, because here's the thing. Everybody says, well, the NCAA's toothless. They don't have any power. The NCAA has power. They don't want to use it. They are the ultimate permissive parent. Just please clean up your room. Listen to your mother. Don't make me have to put the hammer down on you. And if you do that, you can half-ass do it. It's enough for us. But if you lie, you spit in our face, and you try to embarrass us, we're going to come after you. And you saw what happened.
It makes you feel like, whether it's through back channel or intermediary, whatever you want to call it, somebody picked up the phone and was like, hey, don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like the scene in The Irishman, and Pesci's like, it's over. Like, stop immediately, please.
Because if you continue going down this road, you know where it's going to lead. Is he worth being the honorary captain of everything that we're going to do? Because I do believe, Mike, they had two punishments for Michigan. One is the punishment Michigan will probably get, which is a lot of people thought. It's going to be a slap on the wrist. You're going to pay a hefty fine. You may lose some scholarships. But then they close the door and we move on. Or punishment number two, you bring him here. You knew he was going to say something because it's in his nature. Harbaugh just couldn't go out there and flip a coin. No.
Look, I think
he's going to have to give me that microphone. He would take the referee's microphone and just start pontificating about everything about the NCAA and who's got it better than us. And, you know, you just, you know, take your vitamins and all of that stuff. He would have said everything.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Whoever made the decision to have him not be there, which I refuse to believe was him, they're brilliant. And they did something very smart for Michigan football, and now you can focus on your season. Sharon saying we're cooperating. Sharon saying, I don't care, release the messages. Doesn't matter to me. If they're so innocuous, why would you delete them? Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but if I wish Kenny a happy birthday, I'm not deleting it. Yeah. I don't care if Kenny gets picked up for being a meth dealer. I said happy birthday. What the hell's the problem?
Yeah, what were you doing texting? You read it. It was happy birthday, and which restaurant you want to go to?
Right. Kenny, can I buy you a pizza? I'm not deleting that. The point is, it gets you closer to, I think, just football. So I'm still upset that Kenny brought this up 10 minutes before showtime. I'm still upset that we opened the show with this. But the question is, do you agree with the move? Look, I think there are many dyed-in-the-wool Wolverines who actually kind of get their rocks off on being the whole defiant brat. Mm-hmm. I don't think those people are happy. Now, they'll also be the same people dumb enough to believe that Jim's staying in the foxhole. Yeah. God bless. I wish I could live with that level of naivete that you do.
So 248-539-9797 for you Michigan fans out there. Are you disappointed that Michigan appeared to, you know, kowtow to the NCAA and just, or are you happy? And you're saying, you know what? My school did the right thing. This is what needed to be done. Yes, I am.
Doug's not here today. 248-539-9797. Let's go to our resident Wolverine POS, Mr. David Hatchetman Hall. David, your thoughts on this?
Yes, they did the right thing in the end.
There he goes agreeing
again.
In
the end, they did the right thing. But according to reports and according to a lot of Michigan fans, which they're right, I guess, Sharon Moore asked him to be honorary captain in January, is what they're saying. That mm-hmm. makes no sense to me.
You know,
the timeline of that makes no sense.
Can I say this
they
again?
They just can't get out their own way.
No, that's my point. David, I'm going to say it again to you. Rico and I have always taken the approach. You can't have an answer for everything. You can't have an alibi for everything. And you can't always be right. Michigan football and their bought and paid for media operate in a sphere they always have an answer for. I left that long ago. Sure he did. Don't care. We heard about it the other day. In the midst of what's going on. Don't care.
Mm-hmm. But because here's where I think, that's why I bring it up, is because I sure didn't hear about it until after they gave him the show cause and the suspension. Then I heard about it. Didn't hear anything coming from anybody saying, oh, well, we actually did this in January. I don't believe that. But this is the right thing. You need to separate yourself from Jim Harbaugh. He was and still is the problem for this program. He needs to go far away, and you need to stay away from him.
He is. And look, we talked about this all fall. He couldn't stay there. He had to get out because if he was the coach there, the NCAA would have absolutely dropped a bomb on him. They hate him. He's given them reason to hate them. And he hates them. It would be much worse if Jim Harbaugh were still here. Much worse. So, yeah, I think it's the smartest thing they've done. He can't be there. And he can't come back this fall. And frankly, he can't come back until the sanctions are done. Just levied. Once the dust settles, do whatever you like. You want to make a Jim Harbaugh ice sculpture? Have everybody can roll up to the ice sculpture and rub on it and do whatever they like. Whatever you want. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You can't do it now. Smartest thing they've done. Whoever made the call, genius. If it was Sharon, genius.
If it was Ward,
genius. Yeah. Whoever was the adult in the room and stepped in and went, we can't do this. Now, if you believe it was Harbaugh, well, then I'd like to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $450.
Yeah.
David, ticket text. What do the people have to say after Kenny once again ransacked the beginning of this show?
NCAA is a whooped little puppy. No reason to kick them around anymore. Way to go out with honor and being a great coach. Go blue.
Oh, my God. Is that a real person?
That is a real person.
That's AI.
That can't be real.
Disappointing.
Please tell me they have not spread their seed amongst this planet. Oh, my God. Can read it one more time. I want to see if I can do this without vomiting.
NCAA is a whooped little puppy. No reason to kick them around anymore. Way to go out with honor and being a great coach. Go blue.
You know what? That's satire. It's not real.
I don't think so.
That's, it's real.
No, it's 80 and sunny.
That
it's
sounds like the out. Proud parent of about 8 kids right there.
Oh, please no.
You know what? I refuse to believe it's real. I'm not going to live in that world.
I think it's real. You know, we should call him back.
No.
Yeah, text back. Let us know you're real.
David?
Jerry in Sterling Heights says, disappointing. I wanted to see the fireworks of Harbaugh coming back and the NCAA's response, especially as an uninvolved party. Okay.
You knew he was not going to be quiet if he showed up. It just wasn't going to be he's there for the photo ops and for his ring and taking. No. He would have just stopped the game right before and gave a 5-minute speech that would have lived in infamy.
He would have had NCAA painted on his ass.
Right.
Take a look at this.
This would have been rivaled up with Lou Gehrig. Like, wow. Jim's is just up there really. Wow. Yeah.
Michigan did the right thing. Enough of the distractions, and let's move on to the season.
That's please. It. Play ball. Play ball. See if you can get to 9 wins. You got Texas 2 weeks into the year. See if you can get back to the playoff. Move it forward. I see, that's my only perspective on it. What Harbaugh did is what I view it the same way as D'Antonio. The minute Mark was gone, bleep off to the sun. I don't want you at practice. I don't want you leering. I don't want your influence. And I don't want you making things worse for me. Harbaugh being here or Harbaugh talking makes it worse for you. Smart move. Just get him the hell up out of here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.